Welcome to Maseches Be'ah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. The law is, the halacha is, that anything that has not been prepared for Yantif is prohibited to be eaten on Yantif. It's not just prohibited to be eaten, but it's also prohibited to move it on Yantif, and that's called Muktzah. So therefore, if you have a rooster, you have a hen, which is there for to provide eggs, you're not allowed to shecht it and eat it. You can't slaughter it and eat it on Yantif because it's Muktzah. It's set aside for producing eggs versus being used as meat. Similarly, if, let's say, it would have an egg, it would lay an egg on Yontif itself, that would also be Usr, because that was not set aside before Shabbos, therefore it's Muktzah. Our mission is going to be discussing a situation where one has a hen, that one had intended to eat it, and now it laid an egg. Now, the egg itself is not really considered Muktzah, because the hen itself was really, was prepared, and you're allowed to slaughter it and eat it on Yontif. And even the egg, which it laid on Yontif, was definitely completed in the body of the hen already before Yontif yesterday. So therefore, in essence, it's really permitted to eat that egg that was laid on Yontif. But that only works when the day before Yontif was a weekday. But if the day before Yontif was Shabbos, then the egg that was born on Yontif was already completed, it was finished on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for Yontif. Or even if you didn't so do it, but something that was prepared on Shabbos cannot be used on Yontif. So we'll see in the Mishnah, Machlokas, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, if the rabbis made a special safeguard that not only when it's Shabbos before Yontif is the egg prohibited, but it's even prohibited when you have Yontif before Shabbos. So let's see the Mishnah inside. It says the Mishnah, Beitza Shenolda B'Yontif, if let's say a hen laid an egg on Yontif, and like we said previously in the Mishnah, we're talking about a hen which one had designated to be eaten on Yontif. Beis Shammai, Yom Teyachal, Beis Shammai says it's permitted to eat the egg on Yontif because it's not Muktzah, and they did not make a decree that when the day before the holiday, when Erev Yontif is a weekday, because they were concerned you would mix it up, that when Erev Yontif was a Shabbos. Beis Hillel says it cannot be eaten, it's prohibited to eat that egg, because since if it was Shabbos yesterday, it would be prohibited. They made a decree to prohibit a person from eating it even when the day before was a weekday. Oddly enough, this is one of the few cases in the entire Mishnayos where Beis Hillel is more machmir, more stringent than Beis Shammai. It's usually the converse. And we've said this multiple times, that the judicial structure of the Jewish people was that there was something called an Av Beis Din, the head of the Supreme Court, the head Supreme Court justice, and there was the Nasi, the president. And the difference between the Nasi and the Av Beis Din, the president, and the head Supreme Court justice was that each one advocated for different things. The Av Beis Din, the head of the Supreme Court, his job was to advocate for the stringency of the law, to make sure the law was enforced to its fullest extent. The job of the Nasi was kind of for the people, to make sure that the laws within the parameters of the Torah infrastructure are not too difficult and that they're not too overwhelming. So Shammai's job was that he was the head Supreme Court justice, and therefore he almost always erred on the side of caution, as was his requirement, his responsibility. Hillel was the Nasi, so he would advocate for the people, and unless absolutely necessary, he was more lenient. This happens to be an anomaly, or one of the cases where actually Beis Hillel is more lenient than Beis Shammai. Continues the Mishnah. Beis Shammai or Msa'ar B'Kizayis. Beis Shammai says that the prohibition of sourdough, this is in reference to Pesach, it's prohibited to have sa'ar, to have a sourdough on Pesach. He says, Beis Shammai says that the minimum amount for one to be liable is a kizayis, an olive's worth. And the prohibition of chametz itself, rather regular leavened products such as bread, is a koseves. A koseves is like a date. It's larger than a kizayis, larger than an olive, and it's a little bit less than a kibetza, which is an egg's worth. Beis Hillel says that both of them are prohibited with a kizayis, a smaller amount. So it comes out again, once again, the Beis Hillel is more strict. Now the Gemara explains that when it comes to the prohibition of eating chametz, then even Beis Shammai would admit that the minimum amount is going to be a kizayis, both by sourdough and chametz itself. And the Gemara explains, we learn it from a pasuk. The machlokas, the disagreement between Shammai and between Hillel, is pertaining the isser of not having chametz, lo yirah l'chametz, making sure the chametz is not seen, or sa'ar, or sourdough. Beis Shammai holds that since it says by the prohibition of having chametz, of making sure that you get rid of it, of beer chametz, so it teaches us that they have different amounts, and even though the pasuk maybe prohibits them, says that the same thing, same prohibition for eating, but not pertaining to violate the issur of having them on one's property. Beis Hillel holds that we learn birur chametz from Isur Achila. He says that the same way that it's prohibited for a person to eat less, to eat a smaller shear, it's also, the prohibition is even to have it, to keep it in one's property, and one would be liable or obligated to burn it or get rid of it, even if it's just a kezayis. Wishing you an amazing rest of your day and a beautiful upcoming week.